All right, welcome along to today's episode of the Lund University International Podcast. My name is Tim Packer. I'm an international communications officer here at Lund University. And today we are talking about international opportunities with UGLO. And we have two very special guests in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. So my name is Judith, and I'm a student ambassador at UGLO. And currently I'm a second year and studying public health as my master.
Fantastic. And where are you from?
And I'm from originally from Hungary.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Lara. I'm 25 years old. I'm from Germany originally. And I'm also a student, second year student in the master program of public health and also student representative and ambassador for UGLO.
Oh, fantastic. So we have a student from Hungary and Germany. I know that we have two universities from Germany and Hungary in the UGLO network. So my first question is, what is UGLO?
So UGLO basically stands, it's an acronym, and it stands for European University Alliance for Global Health. And it's basically an alliance of 9 different universities across 8 different countries in Europe. Among those countries are, for example, Spain, Portugal, France, Germany, Norway, Sweden, like Lund University, obviously, Serbia and Hungary.
Yes, exactly. So it's a... like the buzzword is alliance, and it's therefore promote a collaboration between these universities that we're going to talk more about.
Fantastic. And from a student perspective, how can you be involved with UGLO?
So there are different ways to get involved. So one of them is, for example, to become a student representative like Judith and I are. That means you're a bit more involved in different workings of the alliance, actually, that we can also get into detail a bit later. And then there's also another way that you can experience UGLO.
Yes, so actually, like all students from these universities, so everyone who enrolled Lund University can take part of the courses or workshops that UGLO offers. And we can also go more detail into it.
Please, yes, we would love to hear about them.
So the activities that you or everyone else can do, basically, is courses that are offered online, for example, or webinars, lectures that UGLO offers. And maybe you remember that we mentioned it's a global health alliance earlier, but that doesn't mean that it's only for health students. It's for everyone, basically. So anyone can take part in the different opportunities that UGLO offers. And some examples are, for example, we had a communication and presentation skills workshop that is up right now on the website as well. There's sometimes video contests, photo contests, sustainability courses, climate change courses. So there's a bunch of stuff that can be really interesting for people from different backgrounds and people who are interested in different things.
Yeah. Yes, so as Lars said, you don't have to come with health related background. So it's open for all students, and you can kind of cherry pick from all these really cool activities. So it's based on your interest, really, like which one you want to take. So maybe you want to get more to know about sustainability and health related, or you want to just take part of a photo contest. And the cool thing about it is like EU funded. So it's like free to take part of these courses. And also, like, it depends on really what you're looking for. So there are courses that run for the whole semester, and you get actually also credits for it, which is really cool.
Wow.
But also there are some that's like an afternoon long or a webinar that's just for a few hours. So it also depends on how flexible you are with your time. And also there are mobility activities.
Yes, that's actually the very exciting part about UGLO, because you maybe remember all the countries I mentioned in the beginning that the Alliance has contacts to. And Judith and I, we've also traveled to different universities as part of our activity as ambassador or student representative. So, for example, I was in Tromsø in Norway last year for a student road trip. That was really, really fun. And we saw the Northern Lights there.
Ooh, wow.
It was a really nice experience. We were also there to work, of course, and to have some team building activities and some workshops. That was really, really interesting. And then Judith and I went to the European Student Assembly in Strasbourg in France last year. No, this year, actually.
Oh, yes, it was still this year, yes.
Yes.
True.
And then we were also in Hamburg this year.
Yes, exactly. So I think also like what I would highlight here that I think in general it has a really nice community. So students from the other, also student representatives from other UGLU universities are very engaged. So it's really nice to like meet with them and share some ideas or like talk about like how the universities in their country works. So it's also really nice to get all these experiences and like insights about.
That is sounds super, super exciting. I don't know where to start with specific events. Maybe we should talk a little bit more about Tromsø. What happened there?
So when I was in Tromsø, it was part of a so-called student road trip.
Okay.
And that was because I'm a student representative for UGLO, and then each university that is part of the alliance got to send a specific amount of students to that university to connect with the like with the local student board there. So with the students that are working for UGLO at the university there, we had some workshops, we had some team building activities. And the idea was basically because Tromsø is a new member of the alliance. So that's why we were sent there kind of to foster these new relationships. And that was amazing. Like I keep seeing the people at other UGLO events that I met in Tromsø last year. So I think it was a really, really good idea. And Judith actually did the same thing to Hamburg this year, also a student road trip.
Yes, exactly. Because Hamburg University is also like a new member. And it was like, so it was also, we shared like insights how the UGLO and the student representatives working in different universities. It was also cool that we had like some campus tours to get to know more about Hamburg, the city itself. Also to get to know some of what I found really interesting, their sustainability courses that they, and also they showed what are the different activities that they offer for students. So it was really inspiring to know like what kind of different activities they offer for students. So they have, for example, a mini tiny house, it's called, and they having sustainable projects, and we were planting little raspberry.
Yeah.
And it was nice to also be engaged in the Hamburg student life.
Yeah,
I would say.
That's true.
And Hamburg's located only about 4 hours train right away from Lund as well.
Exactly. Yes. So it's actually sustainable to travel there.
Yeah, that's true.
Fantastic. And I have to ask about your trip to Strasbourg as well. Please tell us more.
Yes. Yeah, so we were in Strasbourg end of May, beginning of June this year. And we participated in the European Student Assembly. We had 3 days in the European Parliament. So we were inside the building, working in different panels, it was called, where we drafted policies for different topics. Like I was in the French-German panel, for example, and we drafted policies on fostering the French-German relationships, for example, within our group. And we had like two group leaders who kind of took the lead in helping us draft and write these policies. And then in the end, we even voted on all of the policies that the different panels worked on. So it was really, really cool experience, actually.
Wow, yeah. That's amazing. And I mean, my next question was going to be, what does it mean to be a student representative? But we've already covered some of the activities which you've been doing. But is there anything else you'd like to add there as well?
Yes. Yeah. So also being a student representative, there are different working packages within UGLO. For example, mine is transversal skills and lifelong learning. And there are students like who are jump on this project or this working package for these 9 different universities. And it's like collaboration between students and also the university staff. So because it's important to get like student perspective on the different projects. So that's why we are there, to get involved and then have an impact on the different projects. So we formulated together with the university staff.
Fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. I work for Work Package 5, for example, which is campus life. And it's basically, as Judith said, we discuss the activity proposals, or I discuss, for example, together with the staff from Lund University. So they get my input as student representative to represent the students' opinions. And then we work things out like this. And actually, another part of being student representative is that you are representing Lund University students as well. And that means that you are also part of social activities that we organize here at Lund University, for example, which will take place in person, such as, I don't know, board game nights or any type of social activity you can imagine.
Or having a Swedish fika that you exactly. might gonna get no more.
If you sign up as a student representative. And then Judith and I will be organizing those things, for example. So we hope to see you there soon.
Nice.
And also, like, one more thing that I would add on it, that is, like, one thing that I really like, that being a student representative, that I have this, like kind of network in Lund mm-hmm. University with the other student representatives, but also in between the different, like, other universities. So it's, like, a great way to also reach out. If, for example, we know someone who's going to go from Lund University to Paris-Saclay, and it's nice that we can also reach out and ask about the university of life there.
Fantastic. And now I'm really curious to know which students are actually eligible to participate in a UGLO activity or course or in any aspect of UGLO.
So I would say anyone, literally anyone who is a student at Lund University can participate. We also had this question coming up if you have to be an EU citizen to participate, but you don't have to be, you just have to be enrolled at Lund University. And then you can become a student representative if you want to be involved a little bit more within the Alliance itself, or you decide to check out the UGLO website, for example, and see what courses and webinars and the things we talked about earlier, what they offer. And then you can just jump on that and see what is interesting to you and join that, for example.
So the good thing that you don't have to be actually a student representative, you can also yeah. just decide to take a course, a webinar, anything that you're interested in.
Yeah. Exactly. And again, to mention, like, nothing is mandatory and everything is for free.
That's always the biggest selling
point. Yes.
Yes. And as you said earlier, you can cherry pick what yeah. you're interested in, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Fantastic. And now I'm also really interested to know how you both got involved in the first place.
So I think actually it's a bit similar to us, because we both studying public health master program. And for us, first, the name catched our attention because it's European Global Health Association. But actually, we got to know that during the process that you don't have to be related to health. So you can also be part of it coming from other course. That actually makes it more interesting, the UGLO itself, that is, like, there's more variety in the background of students. So we really encourage everyone to join. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's also... For me, it was definitely the social activities and the network and to meet with other people also from other universities. And also, yeah, and also that I can have an impact or influence on the projects mm-hmm. that are developing.
Yeah, and actually we had, like, from the year above us, last year we had a lot of people who were also student representatives that introduced UGLO to us on one of the first days. So we got basically right into it, which was very good for us. And in the beginning, we also didn't really understand what it all means, what it is, but we decided, okay, we're going to be student representative and be more involved. And that kind of got the dice rolling, I would say. And that, yeah, that made us join and be... like, really passionate ambassadors today.
Like, so was that the student association fair, or?
No, that was okay. just for our specific program where mm-hmm. The second years talk to us and we're wearing UGLO shirts, promoting the Alliance. Yeah.
But also we go to student fairs as well yeah. to promote UGLO. So that would be also a way to get to know more about UGLO.
Yeah.
In student fairs. Nice. And yeah. what events or courses or activities do you have planned on the horizon for yourself?
So right now, I don't think we have anything planned that is coming up for us personally, or at least for me, I think. But I, for example, I did an intercultural communication workshop last semester. I also did a science communication workshop. I joined a few lectures that UGLO offered. And then, well, all the trips and the European Student Assembly that we attended in Strasbourg last year. And actually, I think the next big thing that's coming up for us is the next annual summit, which always takes place each year, or annually, is in the title. because we had one this year at Lund University, actually, in the summer, in June. which was very, very interesting. We had 3 days of like kind of a conference where we had different lectures, inputs, workshops, and the grand finale was the kind of like dinner or party the last day, which happened at Alfborgen at the building here right across from Lundegaard. And we had a really good time, I would say.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, there was very good food and a very nice live band. So that's also one of the, yeah, positive aspects of being a student representative, being involved in UGLO. And so the next annual summit is actually in
Szeged.
Yes,
in Hungary. Okay. Yes.
How nice for you.
And it's like, I think it's so cool also like to get to know all the people who are behind UGLO, because many of the activities are taking place online, or the meetings between the work packages. And it's like so fun to actually meet and also to, yes, have a dinner and dance to a jazz concert together other than working and doing the...
Yeah, and I think actually that's also what forges these good relationships, if you not only work together, but if you also have these like team building activities and dancing, eating, having fun together. I think that's what's really like fostering these good relationships then in the end. And that's also what makes me at least really excited to see everyone again and work together again. Because you know you can also have fun with everyone. You have a good relationship basis, basically.
Exactly. And you just talked about taking a course in intercultural competence, and then you get to live and breathe it also
yes,
while participating
exactly.
in.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, that's really, really, really exciting. I mean, for most students, I mean, I don't think visiting at Szeged would be something that they would normally consider doing right at the top of the usual list, right?
Yes, I agree.
All right, well, you've both already mentioned so many amazing aspects of UGLO and the opportunities that are available to international students. But I'm wondering if you had any more advice or reasons why students should take part in UGLO and UGLO activities.
So I think one good reason is to just like widen your horizon, as generic as that might sound. But if you study one specific topic, for example, then UGLO gives you the opportunity to either like dive deeper in the topic you're already interested in or try something new completely. And it's very like low effort to join these courses. So I think that's what kind of makes UGLO that special, that you have this like great opportunities that are mostly, or some of them online or also in person, to be able to broaden your knowledge in what you're interested in, kind of.
Yeah, I would also mention to get to know lots of other international people. Mm-hmm. Like Lund is already very buzzing and there's already like lots of international people, but I think it's always nice to add on it through UGLO.
Fantastic. And do you have any other advice to any students who might be a bit nervous about joining?
Yes, I think I would say if you just go to the website UGLO, it can be sometimes a bit overwhelming because it uses a lot of fancy words. But I would advise to not to get scared about it and just go for it and see if there is any lectures that you like to join.
Exactly. And also you can find Judith and me on campus sometimes advertising for UGLO. So if you see us there, feel free to approach us and we can also get a bit more into detail or reach out to us to ask some more questions. We're happy to answer it because we're very passionate about this alliance. And we're also very happy if there are new student representatives who want to join the cause, or just people who want to participate in the activities or workshops, for example.
Yes, exactly. So we hope you spike your interest because we both think it's a really cool opportunity.
Yes.
So I would encourage everyone to join and look into it.
Yes. Hope to see you soon then.
Fantastic. Thank you both for coming in today and sharing your experiences.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Lund University International Podcast. If you're interested in learning more about Lund University, you can go to our website, lunduniversity.lu.se. You can also follow us on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and X, and you can chat with current students on UniBuddy. Don't forget to subscribe, and we look forward to bringing you a new episode very soon.